Dos daf tof yites. A mashlim hashloishim. Kind of finally come to the final final tof yites. Final cheshbon hanefesh. Mashlim all the 30 calculations. Now the kama shloishim to the 30th one. Cheshbon ha'odarim in afshav, when a person makes a cheshbon himself. Bitznoye ha'ageiruz vo'ilam hazeh. On the condition why he is a stranger in this world. No person finds himself home in this world. Yachshev malosa bo, a person should consider himself in this world kemailas odom nochri, just like a strange person, he came to a strange land. But lahikir echod ma'anshem din, it doesn't anyone from this country, shigera very reached. But echod mem yodea boy, nobody knew him. Nobody, Eresh Adoyne Amedina, whoever the masters of that country, Homanon of the Gerusa, they were nice to him, they had mercy at him, because he's a stranger. The Hoiro, they teach him, they told him, Ashe Sakanyona boy, what he has to do. But no Salam Zaina Yom Yom, and he gave him his daily menu of food. Vitzivil, and he told him, Shuayam Respiyu, just don't do what I'm, don't go against my orders, for the Yavaral Mitzvosai. Don't transgress my commandments. The Yachloi, because it's a chat of Pasach. Anyway, this is the Yachloi, and he made him aware of the reward if he's going to be good. The Chidoi, and he made him afraid. Otherwise, he warned him with punishment. On Gmul, on reward, he says, Yachel el Hashem. Yachel el Hashem. Hope to Hashem. On good. And on Oiner, she says, Chidoi. Kifia Royal is Man of Alamoka. We told him, every time in every place, delivers either reward, either a punishment. And he teaches them what will give him reward, what will give him punishment. These, you know, and he warned them, on the CEO, that eventually he's going to have to move on. You can't stay forever in this hotel. But he didn't tell him at what time he's going to have to move on. In other words, a person should consider himself he's a stranger in a strange country, doesn't know nobody, nobody knows him, and the people around the country happen to be nice to him, feeding him, and telling him, don't worry, we take care of you, but you have to obey orders, whatever we tell you. You should know, be prepared, it's going to come a time, you're going to be told, come on, move on. They're not going to tell you when, but always be prepared. Minatnoim shuchayvem. What were the tnoim, what were the conditions which he had to be accepting in order to be able to maintain his life there? First is of Akneo Vashifus. He should be subservient, he should be shuffle, he shouldn't be arrogant. The laws of Agavo, he should leave behind arrogance and proudness. Velisrachek minagoyen vagoiva. He should try to go away from any kind of better flight which gives you a high life. Goyen means like you're aristocratic, vagoiva. Your high commission. Now, Omar Rabinia said, like the first success, Echot Bologur, Vishpot Shofoit. Story by Lot. One comes to Lot, went to Saddam, and then when he gave a Musar over there, you know, says, Echot Bologur, you just come to your stranger. Vishpot Shofoit, you're going to tell us what to do. So we see it's not acceptable when you're a stranger that you should live high, that you should be somebody. In other words, we should consider ourselves a stranger in this world. And we are being taken care by Chesed of Rachmim, by the masters of this world. Now the first thing is, it's not appropriate to feel yourself home to do anything you want. The first thing is not to feel yourself. People who live in this world and they feel at home, you know, it's coming to them, everything is coming, and they take around their business and they make their money and they feel so good about themselves and everything is okay and everything is fine and they feel possessing the world. That's in himself already not right. Because if you don't feel yourself as a ger, you're a stranger here, and everything is a matnas chinam, you're being taken care. So the fact that you live such a slavish life, everything's kalkmoshneman, the first success, for all it's like simochel it's misus. The world, this earth, should never be sold forever. Kili ho'oretz. The world belongs to me. It so belongs to me. Ki gerim v'seshovim atem imodi. Yeah, gave him and he's just sitting here, you strangers, and just giving him right to sit. You are with me. Umehem. So that's the first conduct which we should conduct our life. Our behavior of life should be like strangers. Like Avraham Avinu said to Bereches, Ger v'soishav anochi mochem. I'm a ger. I'm only sitting here inhabiting, but I'm a ger. I'm a stranger. And that manifests itself when a person feels that everything which he takes in this world, he has to justify it. You know, you're not a balabos. You're not a baal in this world. Numehem, the next cheshbon is, which a stranger should, you always have to look out. What are the rules and regulations of this country where you come, b'chukeyo? What are the rules? What you are responsible to do for the king of this country. I'm a stranger in this world. Therefore, Hashem, altaster mimeni mitzvasecho. Don't hide your mitzvahs from me. Please let me know, because I don't want to transgress your mitzvahs. Because when you are, I remember I was 25 to 26 years ago, I was in Russia. It was the time right after the Khrushchev Brezhnev's time, I think. It was the dream. You know, I wish I would feel living in this world, being so sensitive, so careful, you know, how he went on the street, how he came into the hotel, you see everyone is watching you. You know that you are a stranger, you're being observed, and the slightest little thing, you're going to be kicked out. You know, and as long as you're going to behave exactly according to the orders, what they like, you know, you're going to be accepted. I said at that time, that's where we should live. We live in Russia the whole life. This world is not our planet. This is not my place. This is what the Melech says. I'm a ger here. I'm a ger. I'm a stranger in this world. And therefore, I'll tell the mitzvah, please don't hide the mitzvah, because I can't afford not to follow your mitzvahs. Imahem.
The mitos he's taking as a primary requirement, like that's your instructions, and then the other thing, while you're there, you have to figure out how to behave. The laws of the king are coming in the
primary, but the older mitos encapsulates in one thing, in another, in shiflus. We're not talking about particular detailed mitos. We're talking overall behavior. Overall behavior to feel you're not balabos in this world. It's a hard thing. A person lives in a place, has his business, his reputation, and is accepted, is about to docker, and drives a car, and everything. You feel a stranger? You don't feel like a stranger. That, in other words, you must have a certain overall feeling in order to remember the things that you get. So, you know, if you get, you don't dress like to take somebody else's eye out, you know. And the one who's not a get in this world, by the way, is a guy. A guy is not a ger. A guy, the world belongs to him. And actually, we are in a strange country. We are in somebody else's land. The same says, when you are trying to compete with him, like you want to be buddy-buddy with him, you think, I mean, this is a typical, we're losing, we're very, very much affected today by the fact that we lost the goalless mentality. We have no goalless mentality in America. America, this is a special goal of America, of the Misyavnim, becoming Americanized. That we feel we have the same rights as any other American, like the Puerto Rican, like the Italian. The American Constitution is protecting us, like protecting them. Therefore, it's one of the things that the Jews felt never so stark after Napoleon, when Napoleon gave them the emancipation, gave them the democracy, the equal right. The Jews, all of a sudden, they were hungry. They immediately grabbed it and they worshipped Napoleon. They worshipped the freedom of the world. We have the freedom like everyone else. But we didn't realize this was the biggest Nisoy, and here we lost the Gaelus, here we lost the strangeness. Before that, a Jew always lives in Golus. And the guy reminded him, you can't go here, you can't drive here, you can't come in this store, you can't live together, you can't be in this business, you can't do that, you can't do this. That was a good thing. We felt the Gaelus, we felt, you know, give over there. As I said, when I felt 26 years old when I was in Russia, I felt good. I found myself. I remember I was in Vienna. At that time, Austrian, I remember Friday afternoon coming home from the mikveh there, and I went with somebody, went on the street underneath, and two elderly ladies, German, you know, Austrian ladies, said, Schauze, there's a Judas and a Vida da, Schauze, look, these Jews are back here again. We came with the bears, we came from the mikveh, like there were two, three Jews. So we over here, two ladies, like, Schauze, look, there's a Judas and a Vida da, these Jews are back here again, they're back here. It made me feel, the other one that was like me, we got boiled up. Look at this, I said, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. It's reminding me, yes, the Jews are back here, they're Jews. This German Jew never was assimilating tried to become one of them. He did everything to become one of them. He gave his life, his soul, his body away for the German just to become, accept me, accept me, accept me. All of a sudden comes Hitler and says, you Jew, get lost. You don't belong here. I always tell the story about this Ger Tzedek. Beautiful story. I used to hear it to Mechubei. He used to say, there was a night that there was a Ger, a convert. The Talmud Chochan, the big Elochid, a big beard, a big nice family of Neitere. It was a nice. He became a gay many years ago, much before the war, 20 years before the war. And when the Germans came in Czechoslovakia, right at the beginning in 1940-41, the Dissel Machshemoy was a priest, and he said the German, the Czechoslovakian Jews, those who baptize themselves, the Shmarzach, they're going to be saved, they're not going to be deported. The family of this convert came to him and says, listen, you actually go, you belong to us, you're our family, you're our relative. You made it, you became stupid 25 years ago, converted. So just ignore it, in fact, just come back and we're going to save your life, all your children. He says, nothing doing, I'm a Jew. What's going to happen for the Jew is going to happen to me. And he didn't let himself be saved, didn't. As a matter of fact, when he was caught with his family and he was deported to Auschwitz, and eyewitnesses say that when he was standing in line, you were to cremated, whatever, he was dancing to Simcha. He was dancing. He says, Baruch Hashem, I was here to be killed because I'm a Jew. Baruch Hashem, I was here to be killed because that is a real Yid. You know, that we have strangers here, and when we suffer because we are Yidden, that should give the greatest kick. That should give the greatest joy. Baruch Hashem, I'm a shuffle, I'm a staying, I'm a ger here. Now, what's happening here, unfortunately? So, all along, the Goyim, this was Bovel, Modai. Bovel and Modai, Bovel tried to take away the Torah from us. He made us good. Bovel, Nebuchadnezzar, oppressed us. Yes? He oppressed us by taking, but one thing he didn't take away from us, the feeling that we are good. I mean, he knew that we are Jews. He prosecuted the body of a Jew. Came Modai, the neshama of a Jew. That was Bovel. Took away the Hamikdash, take away Torah. Came Modai, took away the body, Hitler. One great thing we had at Hitler, which is, we don't know what kind of gift it was, it reminded us that we are Yidden. Every Jew got woken up, every Jew, negative part, but at least you know, Yid, you're Ger. And the whole Europe was burning, and you couldn't find this place, was hiding, didn't know what to do. That was Modai. Last we learned about it, called a Yehudim, a Jew, identified as a Jew. So we find it. America, now, you could have a body, you could live. It's Yovan. What is Yovan? No, have everything. No, be built institutions, big Moises, I give you money for Moises, and you be a businessman, and write your Lincoln columns and feel good. And go.
In the job, we give us, I don't know if it's a lot, we give us for the customers those wine or champagne.
Why not?
Merry Christmas. We do happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. We do happy Hanukkah, and we do Merry Christmas. It's like together. It's a unity.
Yes.
That's what
they come together and they go out to Washington, the Hasidic coalition institutions, and present the President Bush with the Hanukkah, with the Menorah, and having speeches, having pictures together. Yes, everything could be justified. No question about it. Everything is needed. We need government money. Everything is justified. Everything is kosher. But the bottom line is, we're losing our gators. We're losing our. You're not strangers. If we have our door open to Washington, we politicians, we're here, we're that, we're that. That's Nisyavnim. We get Americanized. We become like Americans. And that's the first thing. We lose our gators. We lose our gators. If somebody asks us, what's wrong to ride this? If he heard me, I'm speaking too much about the Lincoln. There's nothing wrong to ride the Lincoln. But you know, you're losing. What chutzpah does a Jew have to ride the Lincoln and sticking out the eye of this guy? Mainly your mother and Jew, your friar Jew. So he doesn't eat a goy. That's himself taking shul, because why shouldn't you know that he eat? But you're a Hasidic Jew. What are you doing in a Lincoln? What are you doing in this prestigious, you know, this is a
status.
A status. What, you putting yourself in a status. What are you doing with this? What right do you have? Who are you? You're a ger. Avraham Avinu gave us Seisha V'Nachem Rochav V'Yogar Yitzchak Bo'oret V'Yogar V'Gerim Gerim. You ever saw a guy comes in and says, immediately starts his Islam, he starts fixing it. Same thing is with the luxuries, with the beautiful decorative homes. In the outside, mainly the inside, you could say, say Kilivan Vase of the Semigdash Mehar, the chandelier is in the Bes Hamikdash. Why do you do for the outside? The outside you have a chandelier. Why are you putting a marble staircase on the outside? Who are you showing up to? You're losing the status of Gerus, totally. And matter of fact, this is what Jews don't like. they all do this, they want to take off this mentality of Golus. That's the biggest Golus. That's the biggest Golus of Yovan. This is the Golus which we in America. In the time we said, Bakush, America is a good country, let you, gives you this, gives you all the opportunities, gives you everything, but it takes away the proud to be a Jew. You're proud to be a Jew when you have your Lincoln attached to yourself. But without that, you have nothing. But the same thing is in Maffinick, the Italian bombers, the same thing, go to Benson's. The same Lincoln, the same Marble stairs, and that's all what you have. So this is a part of losing, just the biggest. So the first condition is to consider yourself being a stain. And even a stain, you don't show up. It's interesting, when Yaakov Avinu, and this is something so forgotten today, Yaakov Avinu, the first Musar, the first order that Yaakov Avinu gave Bnei Yisrael to his children when they went out to Golus, what was the first thing which he told them? Which we today is a geschlung. Today we don't listen to him. Today we don't listen to him. The Aras Vash brings it already 250, 300 years ago. Why we have so much problem? For the same reason. The first order which Yaakov gave to the Bnei Yaakov when he went down to Mitzrayim, what did he tell him? No. Lo motisro. Why should you show up? Don't show up. Lo motisro suveyim. Don't look that you say shit, you zat, you have everything. Don't stick out. Don't show up. That's the first order that Yaakov Avinu gave for Bnei Yaakov. You go down to Mitzrayim, you have what to be proud of, you Bnei Yaakov, and they had food. Matter of fact, according to one Chazal, they had enough food. They had enough food. They didn't have to go down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov says, if everyone is poor, everyone have, don't show you have. Just go down. Be like everyone. Show that you're in Golus. Don't show that you have. A Jew not supposed to show up with anything. And this is the Yiddish crank. We always try to show up with anything. Gashmi Sibarach, you have a little money, we show up like a millionaire. You have anything.
Yosef says he gave everybody dye to, according to the count of the heads. He could have given them, he was the leader.
Much more,
he also gave them.
This is the first thing. Because the minute when we start to show up, we lose our greatest statue, we lose our strangers. We're supposed to feel here like strangers, we are supposed to feel like unwanted strangers. We are on foreign territory, and everything we have to pay a bill for, everything has to be justified. We have to know it immediately when we overdo it. And that's what Rabbi Yaris Tavash brings to Rabbi Yonason, that the reason why they hate us and the ghosts, all the bilbulim, all the things, because we show up. And this was a crank, Yiddish crank all the time. All the time in Spain, the aristocrats, they lived immediately because the Jews, they were smart, and they were very respected by the ministers, by the kings, they were the yoyets, they were always the advisors and things, and they got carried away, even while keeping Torah mitzvahs, they got carried away, and that always bought into the thing, they got been expelled in Girush here and Girush there, and when the Girush reminded them, they are really Jews.
So obviously, if you look at history, and if you're supposed to, it's going to happen in America also. But what do we do about it? I mean, it has to happen, because everything is said. I mean, it happened in Spain, it happened in Germany, it's going to happen in America. How do we prepare for it?
No question it's going to happen, but it's not. Hopefully it's not going to happen anymore the way it happened in the past.
Well, why not? Why didn't it happen?
Because today there's this phenomena of a Yidden which there wasn't before, and there's a true phenomena. There's a certain awakeness, there's a certain alertness. See, you think you understand it, are you? There was never in history that Yiddish kinder woke up from below. See, unfortunately, they never used to get to the difference is, you have to know, Am Yisrael is provided from two ends. You are provided from Sinai and you're provided from Mashiach. And it's two opposite lights, it's two opposite provisions, two contradicted provisions. Sinai, everything Hashem gave. Hashem showed himself. Kriyas Yam Suf, Gilui Lakus. Everything comes from above. That's Alpan Torah. Flow. And any Jew, this is Sinai. Mashiach is that you get it from there, you get it from below. I say, Tishlach Emes Otsa, Emes Ein Emes Eru Torah, Emes is Torah. Sinai, which is Mitzrayim, Ruch HaKodesh, was a Tishlach Emes Otsa, because Bokhu throw down Emes. Comes down, everything comes
directly
down.
From Hashem,
given. Not we discovered it. Give. Then there is Emes Me'eretz Titzmach. Emes came down, and it was here. Then it dissolved, and then it got rid. We got rid of it, and it disappeared. But Emes can disappear. Emes is Torah. Torah is a Chnitzchis. So where disappears in the Gride, as we spoke last day. Chai Oyel Matos Chene. And then this every disappearing Emes has to eventually to grow. But meanwhile, while it's a dissipation, it disappears, there's no MS. when Zemes Hashem Tzadat has disappeared, but Emes Me'eres Tzitzmacht, eventually this Emes has to grow out from Earth. All of a sudden, who is the first one to counter and to find the Emes? The one is closer to the Earth. Somebody still high doesn't see it. And that's the Tshuva movement for Mashiach, the one who is the most out, the one who is the most out in Yiddishkeit, the one who is the most disconnected from the past, he's the first one to find, because he's in the earth, he's down in the blotter, he's a Mentor Shara Tumah. But all of a sudden, Hanitzonim Niru Ba'oret, you start seeing the how do you call it, Hanitzonim in English, the flowers, meaning before they start going in a tree, the bud starts coming up from the earth. And who sees the bud? The one who's the lowest. Therefore, who is the first one to see the truth? One who's the lowest, one who's the most lost, the one who was devastated. Who is the last one to see the truth which comes from below? The one who still holds on the emes, who never lost the emes. The one who comes, you remember when I say in the seminar that Shimu Rechoikim Ashasisi Du Krogim Gviros Yishai calls Amisul Rechoikim Krogim. Before Mashiach will come in the last generation, he divides Amisul in two groups, Rechoikim and Krogim. There was never two groups in Amisul, there's only in our generation. There's Rechoikim, in the last 100 years after Rechoikim and Krogim. And Rashi says Rechoikim, who is Rechoikim? Who are far? Those who kept the mitzvahs almost, never lost it. It means the Arochot is still distant from way out of distance. The distance, they come from distance, they still keep the Torah from distance. That means the Emes they have not lost. And the difficulty is, you can't reconcile the two types of Emes. Because the Emes which I still have for my Tati, still have for my Rebbe, and it has not been dissolved, that Emes doesn't grow yet. Emes made a tismach. So therefore he doesn't understand the Emes of Rabotru. So there's two types of Emes, the two Elohim in the Sword today. Two Elohim. There's Elohim, the FFB, who never lost it. He's Mirochak. He's Elohim from Mirochak. Kroivim, who is, says Rashi, Elo Balachubash in his Karvelai Mechodosh. It's a renewal of Torah we just came. So it means as well. Emes could come from two ends. Could come from above, and we keep it and preserve it. And it could come from below, when we had to lose them first. We lost them. It went into the ground. It disappeared. The Emes Me'eres Titzmach, and the Emes came out from the earth, and then it comes out. Okay, this phenomena to find Emes after it has been totally disconnected and no connection to the past, and you find them below. That's the Tshuva movement that we see the last 15 years in this today. When we see this Tshuva movement already, there's no point of disappearing. There's no point of America. We should get lost. Yes, we will get lost in America. You know which sense? Let Chassid Shalom. That the one who holds the Emes from his father, from his Rebbe, from his institution, let's call it from his brand, whatever he has, will have to get lost. And it means we're going to have to pick up a new Emes, which his father doesn't understand, his Rebbe doesn't understand. Emes Lamita, that's it, it's Emes, comes from below. And the one who does not, the one who does not acknowledge that he lost his Emes, he could never pick up that Emes. The price to pick up the Emes, which comes to the Baal Tshuva Emes, the Emes Lamitoi, no phonism, nothing, the price to get that Emes is, you have to acknowledge that I'm a bluffer. The Emes which I have is nothing. I'm a phony. The more you knock yourself, the more you recognize you're a phony. So you declare that I lost my Emes, you lost your Emes, so where did you lost them? Emes Me'eres Tzitzmach. To the extent that you recognize you're a phony, to that extent you're worthy to see that the unfortunate 20 years ago, there was only one Emes. The Emes which came from Sinai. You didn't see the Emes coming from below. There wasn't existence. Today, it's in existence in abundance, and it's also Baruch Hashem already existed from people. In other words, you don't have to become hippies in order to find the new Emes. You could be Yishtravel, you could everything. It's just, no, we failed, this is Gittin, I'm no good, and this is no good, I'm a phony, I'm a acting, I'm a playing, I'm a... And you don't have to be too pious today to knock yourself out. You see how much Lashon Hara is in Chinam. You're a nice Jew. You hold your brand, and you dance with your flag and everything. But with your flag, you're like everyone else. You can't stand nobody else. So where's your Emes? Where's your Emes? When you come to the point you abandon this Emes, and you become a Ish Emes, and how do you know you're an Ish Emes? First of all, you become humble. First of all, you know you like every Jew. There's no me, them, us. There's no thing. There's no discrimination. That's what I the sense of nervous. So, my definite open, I hope I'm a small person, and I wish it should be the case what I'm saying. I don't think that we deserve any more destruction, Holocaust, things like that, because the new thing is here. And Baruch Hashem, the whole thing is dissipating and getting lost so fast, in such a fast speed. It's a matter of time. How fast the bankruptcy will totally, you know, sometimes a company goes, but you see already, Malati, patching, with all the one book, and everything falls apart. The system, our FFB system, is fully rotten. We just keep the outside, and everyone agrees. Even the one who still holds, that's the only way. What does it, come on. Aren't you baloney? Aren't you rotting inside? Everyone agrees we're rotting inside. But we have to drop the loss. You're not lost. Hashem doesn't let you go to love. Get lost, you will find yourself. You find yourself. Therefore, it's nothing. In Germany, in Europe, it had to come a Hitler to wake up the Jew. The Jew didn't wake up. He went out, and we lost everything. So Hitler had to come, boom, to give you that.
There were religious Jews. I mean,
losing. That's a different thing, of course there were. But the Elohim definitely didn't lose. Nobody lost. We became Kedoshim. It's a different question. But even the Elohim, they were full effect to the bacteria of losing. I mean, it dissipated. It went down at such a fast speed. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu just had to make an end of a stop to it. And same thing was all the Girush and all the expulsions which were expulsing countries. The Jews got so incorporated and so became citizens of the country, became so felt so good, settled. They lost this Golos mentality which the Chavis Sofer said. Now, the Chavis Sofer says the first thing you have to remember, you're in Golos. Remember you're Ger. Don't be arrogant. Don't be just participating in the country, participating in.
So the grouping is also a form of Vayeshev Yaakov, embarrassment of Rabbi, also trying to find a comfort within a...
Now, if the grouping comes because you have to find support each other because we feel being challenged, that's a godless mentality. Yeah. But if the grouping is to feel good that we are like everyone else, I mean, the Goyims are also to a certain extent grouped. Okay, the Yankees and the Dodgers and the this and the that, you have the Lion Club, you have all this, it also makes it... The groupings is made for individuals who can't find themselves privately. But the main thing for us is to feel the goalless mentality. I used to go, not now, I used to go once, twice, I went three times in my life. I went to Miami, weekdays only, for business, and sell jewelry. I used to go down there, in Carlos Avenue. And this is, you know, city here coming down. I mean, I couldn't understand the old man. I couldn't understand the sick man. I couldn't understand. Young people coming, it's natural coming. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? You're a stranger. What are you doing here? It's coming to you. You're so good. It's coming to you. You are so clean. I mean, every chet which we transgress makes a damage. There's gomim, there's tikkunim. And the Kodesh gives tikkunim, unbelievable tikkunim, for every little chet. For this, you have to fast 8 days, you have to fast 4 days, you have to do. If you would just figure together what we have to fast, we have to live like Mrs. Shelach to be able to fast every day in order to make up everything which damage in the life. Yes. So all this thing is out of the window. We want to be nice Yidden. But what's with all the tikkunim? Once about tshuva. Once a Bolshevik used to be a Bolshevik, used to fast away all his life, used to struggle all his life, used to suffer away all his life in order to cleanse himself from the chatoim which you passed. I mean, this is a terrible. What's today? No, do Bolshevik, be happy. I'm a Bolshevik, I'm happy, nothing wrong. But the answer is Anuchanam. Because the Baal Shem Tov came this and the last Zedaitis, he said there are two physical, 2 week bodies, and today the times are too crucial, and the times, we are push button world, we have to accomplish things. So don't fast, you're going to be weak, you can't do that, your nerves get weak, you don't fast. But the tikkunim is still needed. So at least, how do you be misaken this tikkunim? The answer is, don't take this excessive pleasure from the world. That's the tikkun. You don't need everything. You don't need. The world, the more the world becomes available, the more the world is... So, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to fast, I don't have to torture myself. Yami is coming to you, vacation is coming to you. Maybe you're old man, you're sick man, something is happening, you have to recuperate. Fine, it's a matter of health. Vacation, winter vacation, summer vacation, and what is summer? Mainly is preachers in the city. You take your children, take them out to the bungalow colony. But all this excessive things is done. Why is it coming? I says, coming? Why not? It's coming to the God. It's coming to me. It's coming to God. And when I sit on the plane, I see chassidishim coming, going, Miami, young people coming, going. I see a chilul Hashem that the Yid forgets his personal responsibility, forgets his gerus, and he's supposed not to get. But why is it coming? And I remember the first thing is, forgiveness. How do you give it to yourself? Yeah, you have to give it to yourself. Yes, I give myself food. Yes, I'm watching on myself. I'm taking care of. But why these excessive things? Our grandparents would do such a thing. We're living in the middle of a Holocaust. I said, nobody, if I have somebody would open up a beautiful resort hotel under the gates of Auschwitz, at the time when Auschwitz was burning away Jews. And just here is Auschwitz, outside of the gates, going to be a beautiful Collins Avenue, Miami Beach, Miami Ira Kodesh. And you get it free. Who could go entertain himself in Miami, next gate to the Auschwitz, when he is burning Jews, and you're entertaining yourself.
You could smell the smell
of the crematoriums, and you're sitting in a hotel enjoying this fire. That's exactly what's going on today. Wherever you go, you felt the smell of Jews being burned up. Assimilation, Jews getting lost. Look. Especially go Miami. Look whatever. When you go in Miami, you see the Moshe skin, don't have all the old forward readers who have been. When I used to go there 25 years ago, still saw the old Jews who would speak Yiddish and Afrikaansem. You're in the crematorium. You're in the crematorium. And you enjoy yourself. We're totally numb. And I'm sorry to say, but I'm saying here, if I should go into Williamsburg, you know, one of the biggest Hasidic women should say it, to look at me, you know, you came down from another planet. What are you talking about? You're crazy. I'm crazy. What are you crazy? Well, this is basic, simple truth. This is called that we lost our MS. We lost our MS. He's different. The roof at Tzadikim, the old people. And he wanted young people to come. He never wanted young people to come. I'm not going into Enochoram. Some Rebbeim didn't go. They all, no matter how old, didn't want to go. Bishimov didn't want to go because they were afraid it's going to become like that. And this is, but anyway, this is Golos America. Golos America is that we lose boundaries. Whatever he allows, like, it's a good thing. No, we have to know we are strangers. We can do what we want. We definitely have to maintain our Golos mentality. And when you lose your Golos mentality, you lost your values. You lost your whole thing. This is the typical Mishyavne. However, when you hug at yourself, and you don't give in, and you lose, now I'm a Golos Yid, I have nothing to do with the Goy. And when I'm talking to a Goy, because I have to do with the business, I'm here to make a Kiddush Hashem, you should see that I'm honest, and I'm decent, I don't speak his slang, I don't speak his language, I'm not nice, because and the Goy walks away, he says, look at this Jew, how decent he, how moral, he's ethical, he's a prince, and he's at the same work as I am. When a Goy works body with a Jew, I say, the Jew is a simple man, he's a prince, he's an aristocrat. And the Kiddush Hashem says, why? He lives in Torah, he has a God, and nothing could, you see that he can't, doesn't so foul language, he doesn't read foul stuff, and it doesn't, it's not interested in anything, that's the purpose we have in contact with the Goy. The Sakin al Machashari, Kirveli Kolyoshi Sevim, that the Goy should recognize the truth. But when the Goy sees, he says, what's the difference between me and you? Well, you go to the synagogue Saturday, I'm going Sunday, you eat Glatkosh, I eat shrimps, what's the difference? You have your parties, you have my parties. We all send claim to Miami, don't we? You go to this hotel, I'm going to the Gladkosh hotel. What is really the difference? We lost our whole purpose while being with the Goy. Why we are here in Golos? We are here in Golos, and this is something we are the most hurt in America, Golos. That we lose the mentality of Golos. That those people who recognize the truth, and they recognize to what extent we lost the MS, we lost our MS, those people immediately work to benefit from the MS which comes from the MS Meiris Tikmah. Because Baruch Hashem today there is no vacuum of Emes. There is Baruch Hashem Emes around, which wasn't around 20 years ago. There is available Emes, and this is people fail to recognize. If we have today Baruch Hashem Emes, that I could go into a Shomer HaTzayim kibbutz, I could walk into a college campus, and I could walk into any goyish place and sit down with Jews who doesn't know what the Jew, what tree it grows, and I could start talking Shem Elokim Einod Milvada. And they go out believers, and they go out Shem and Shabbos. We have the atom bomb in our hand, we have the Emes in our hand. And this is the Emes, not my father teaches it us, not our Rebbe teaches. They still don't understand it. They still look at it, what? We're still losing Emes, you're building Emes, how could it be? Yes, because you lost Emes, all this has to be done, recognize that you lost the Emes. Which Emes we lost, what Hashem gave. See now, and that's exactly what the Maral says. The word says, just like the days when you went out of Mitzrayim, Ereni Neflos, the Kosh Baruch Hu will repeat again the same wonders everything which you witness while you're living in Islam, you're going to re-witness when you're going to with the last generation before Mashiach. Says the Maral, but this will be one. The same Kriyas Yams of Matan Torah, all the revelations going to be in this generation just like there. Because the difference will be, over there it was all done by God, and now it all will have to do by you. Why we lost it over there? Because we didn't do anything. He gave it. He gave me Kriyas Yams, he gave me Tisma, he gave me Torah, he gave me the Man, he gave me the Chakodesh, he gave me the Vua. Everything was given. Tishlachem and Sats was given. And anything which you had not worked, you didn't do it on your own, you must lose, you can't hold on to. So the Ha'emes, before Mashiach will come, the generation, they're going to reveal everything which was there. It's going to be our revelation, our Kriyas Yams. We're going to find Hashem. We're going to find. Ruach HaPeinu.
It will come from people.
For us, it's going to have to come
but
from.
Anybody will meet from the Dazan, it's got to be like
Dazan
Achdus,
no? First, when is the Achdus? Oh, when is the Achdus? You could see a very interesting thing. You would see very interesting. The Baal Tshuvas, the real Torah Baal Tshuvas, I'm not talking Tshuvas, so the Torah Baal Tshuvas, there's a natural Achdus in there. They don't tolerate discrimination. It's very interesting. The person who gave away his life in order to find the truth, to throw away his parents, throw away his family, throw away society, and he comes into Torah, he can't take Pirut. No, he loves every other Jew automatically. Doesn't matter where you come from. You found the truth. It's only one truth. It's only one Torah. You understand? Torah, which has been given from parents from above, those FFB world, which we still receive Torah from above, and everyone's given a different brand. So I got it in Lakewood, you got it in Panovich, I got it in Belz, we got it in Fatma, and everyone is holding to his group. Because you don't have anything on your own. So as long as it's been given to you, so it's been given to you brand names, everyone keeps to his brand. And then they don't even take the Torah, the Torah loses himself, and they keep the brand. So of course the brand, empty brands are fighting with each other. At least 100 years ago, 200 years ago, when those brands are filled with Torah, so the Torah still united them. Also there was brand, but the brand didn't let them make separations. But as the Torah empties out, and it has to empty out, in order the new Torah to grow up, the Oir Chodosh should grow up, the Emes Me'eretz Titzvach should grow up. So what's happening? All this group of the past, today still exists, but all empty. Mm-hmm. Only, and what is maintained? Only the groups. So the groups naturally are fighting. Naturally they have no, they have period, they have nothing in common. But you need to take the Baal Tshuva world, which the Tshuva, and now, when I say today Baal Tshuva, it doesn't mean somebody was not born from. But Tshuva means even within the from world, Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of, I wouldn't call it a silent minority, Baruch Hashem. In every group already, today, Baruch Hashem, there's a silent minority. People are silent, afraid to voice the thing. But here they're Baal Tshuvas. It's just baloney, 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 and they start going on their own. There's Baruch Hashem, quiet Baal Tshuvas. In every group, I find them in all over. They recognize that the system doesn't work. The system we are here, the country hasn't got the guts to unload them. And maybe it's too premature to unload because they still need the structure to keep the children, the world. They can't let it go yet, and it's maybe too dangerous to prematurely to destroy the structure. So the structure is still a certain annoyance, but they really don't live already on the structure. They live already on their own. They found the truth on their own, and those FSBs who found the truth and deliver the truth, they have a lot in common with the Baal Tshuva, with the BT, because they can't tolerate any more machlokes, because there's no reason to be machlokes anymore. And that's actually what the Maral says. Just like Avram Avinu was an individual, Echot Hoyo Avram. Amiso, before Mashiach will come, every one of us will be an individual. Now, why would there be unity? Because we are compared to it like the sand grain on the beach. Now, the nature of the sand grain, what is the sand on the beach? Every sand looks like the other sand, and they don't merge. They don't fit together. You can't. They don't group. Sand is a solid, complete structure, and everyone looks alike. But a lot of sand makes sand beach. That makes the border of the sea. Am Yisrael will be like everyone. Every individual going to stand up, a complete, beautiful individual. But everyone going to be like the second one. It's not going to be discrimination. They're not going to stick to each other. They're not going to depend on each other. So every time when you see groups still, there's a group system, just like you have clay, you know, it's muddy. You can't, it doesn't click with the other body, clay, but they have no movement, they can't.
That's what people are looking for in Miami Beach,
man. Well, at Miami Beach, right here in Yeshiva. Right here in Yeshiva, you can. Every Jew should be a complete team, that you exist on your own. And then you find them, But if I'm just, this is a long answer to your question. Maybe we're going to, we're disappearing in America. We are disappearing in America in order to find ourselves. In America, Baruch Hashem, maybe America was the first country the Tshuva movement started, really started. America, the Tshuva movement started in America. All the Tshuva movement started, so they should tell you, the Yerushalayim, was it American kids. Because America was the last stop of Yovan, of Messiah, Americanized. There wasn't a Jew should lose his entire identity as a Jew, and to be a part of the Goy was the most exhibited in America. Most exhibited in America. And therefore they are the first ones, actually, that he came out with the Tshuva movement. Just let me finish this only one thing. Emehem, she ever a get kumoyu. And also, but it shows that you should love the get like you love yourself, because I'm a get too. You should love the get as you love yourself, because if I consider myself a get, this after I come, I have to love the other get. She say as you should help others, because you know you need help too. Because she calls the person, but after me, I get. But ke'ezrech mikem yeluchem ager ager itchem va'after me kumoicho. You have to. Just like a citizen of Yisrael should be the ger, you should consider every Jew, every ger, just like you, because you actually, really, you also get. And again, this feeling only real Baal Tshuva has. Baal Tshuva feels he's equal with everyone, he gives appreciation for everyone, equally with him, because this is what is coming. Doing you a favor, that is sustaining your life, maintaining your life, giving you food, first of all, you will feel humble. Second, you have it in the middle of the page, Shemehem, right after the Pusik, Ezroch, Mikem, Yerochem, Ager, Agar, Itchem, Haftel, Kamoicho. You have that? Shemehem, Shemair, the Yochish Lidovik, Bavoides, Adoina, Medina. He's going to be fast and hastily trying to accept the worship which he has to service the masters of that country. There's nobody else who will take care of him. If he's not going to do his job, nobody's going to stick up for him, because he's the only one who's taking care of him. He's in the opposite, which Shinami's answer to the Novi. The Novi has him, is anyone, you have a spokesman for you, who will speak for you behalf of the king or to the army general? Shamro, and she answered, no, Besach Ami Onoichi Yoshovas. No, I'm sitting in the midst of my nation. I'm taking a climate. Sh'ami mishpachti yidabri lai. My nation and my family will speak for me. Bavuri base itself for my sake. The ain't a kinyan ager, but the ger, the one is a stranger, he hasn't got this opportunity. Achkumai Shomar, like the person Beit Yamin Urei, look rightwise, look on your right and see, the Eli Makir. I haven't got any known people, anyone who knows me. Obad Manois Mimeni. I lost anyone who should try to rescue me. Ein Doyish Lenashi. Nobody looks after me. I'm lonely. I'm not protected. In other words, when a person will feel himself like being a stranger in this earth, he will be very loyal to his immediate superior, because he wants someone to stick up for him. That's going to be the benefit if you're going to feel yourself again. In other words, you're not going to be a coffee tiger. Very simple. Because if somebody looks after you, nature of a person is as follows. It's a very interesting nature of a person. Hashem made it specially so. If a person receives something more and beyond he's worthy to receive, he kicks it back. It's the nature of a person. The nature of a person to be a coffee tiger. Because Baruch gave all the Marishan Chavo, and he gave because Adam was loyal to Yisrael and Levada, he was not good being alone. And Kosh Boch would tell them, I'm going to give you an Ezer, and I gave him a Chavo, and said that he should be appreciative. And then to Isha Shenasata Imori, the woman who you gave for me, he made me sin, he made me fail. Everything she was Taka. But it was no excuse for him. She was Taka, the first one who failed. But that
so
was.
Wasn't that Hashem gave the woman also the man, and she went to manipulate. I mean, she also did the sin, because.
Yeah, she did the sin, but there's no excuse for the man.
She manipulated him.
But there's not
to eat from it.
I'm not saying what I'm saying, I'm saying what Chazal say. Odom Merisha was a kofu toivo. Why was he a kofu toivo? I gave you a wife to help you. You failed to say that. Don't tell me Isha Shana Satim with your wife you gave me, excusing her, accusing her. You're excusing yourself because you got a wife? It's true that she instigated, but that was no way an excuse for other Marishan, because her instigation was the part of the way you being polished, Adam. Hashem is testing you, Adam, through her instigation. In other words, Hashem inside. Hashem didn't give you a vibe in order to fail. Hashem gave you a vibe in order not to fail with her. It's better to be polished through your vibe than to be polished to an outside factor. Because when you fail with your vibe, at least she's there to back you up and to make it up. But when you fail in the outside, you're devastated. But the woman has not been given for the reason that you should fail with the vibe, and at least when you fail, to excuse yourself. Because the minute you excuse her, what can I, it's her fault, everything falls in the category of kofi toiva. And this is man's nature. And that's the reason we learn Chazal. Chazal doesn't come here to give Loshon Hara and other Marishan. Chazal learning out the nature of a person and the way Hashem responds in order we should not repeat the same failure. Now we have such a clear-cut lecture, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see here that human's nature is, when a person gets help over and beyond that he deserved it, then the reaction of the recipient of the favor is to be a kofi toiva. And the Chazal say, Adam, Kodesh Baruch Hu soine le kofi toiva. Kodesh Baruch Hu hates the kofi toiva. Because all I'm doing for your benefit, and you're spitting it back in my face. Why is it so human nature? Why is this human? The answer is, because it wouldn't be human nature that a man could never fail. Number one. And number two, people will never be Baal Chasodim. Because why do we have it? If you get immediate feedback from the person, the thanks, the appreciation and the growth of the person, you're doing it because, you know, like you have a poodle in the house, you have cats in the house. Why do people keep domestic animals in the house? Because they're happy to give them and they're happy to take and they always smile back and they lick the lips, you know. It's a good feeling to give when you see the person. So Hashem wants us to be goyimel chesed. We should do chesed with each other for the sake of giving and not for the sake of any other alternative reason. Now when the person would accept the chesedim which is being done to him in the proper way, there would never be real genuine goyim l'chesed. Because isn't it a greater pleasure to give somebody? You see, if somebody goes and accepts us and doesn't disappoint you, and again, grows and grows and grows. So Hashem, since the whole oifti of Ayid, the whole coming for you to be a noisim, to be a giver, to be a goyim l'chesed, ma ani chesed, goyim l'chesed afato, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're doing it for the sake of giving. So Kodesh Baruch Hu made it. So Kodesh Baruch Hu instilled the nature of kofu toivo, of rejecting, of not acknowledging the toivo, in the recipient for the benefit of the giver. Then let me see, gonna give again. Because the guy spits you back in the face, not once, and not twice, and not three times, and not four times. And they throw stones at you. You're still gonna give it.
Someone, a rabbi, said that if they're gonna throw stones, they should throw
stones. Small ones. At least it's throw small ones.
Sometimes, Shlomo Melech says, Chochman Snoshim Bon Sabaitra. Sometimes the woman thinks like she helps, you know, but actually she's destroying. So she doesn't have the Chochmas Nashim.
No.
Maybe she has it like, you know, she's too influenced by others, and therefore she's like, you know, destroying the man instead of building him.
Well, you're just disputing, Shlomo Melech. You're saying a pasuk, and you're saying the opposite in the pasuk, what you like to say. Bon Sabaitra, yeah.
Iveles Nashim?
Yeah,
what is the definition of Iveles?
Of course, of stupidity. Shaila, who is deciding if the woman is stupid or smart? Definitely not the husband. Because the husband always says she's stupid. Because he is smart.
Not stupid, but she's doing a silly.
Yeah, but who said she's doing the silly? Who says this? Definitely not the husband who said.
Well, they said, Odom Yudea Odom Meshvej Be'antoy. The person knows himself.
Yeah, but yeah, he knows himself. How to interpret himself the different way. He knows himself how to interpret himself.
Or it says, so she's supposed to listen to the Baal, not to...
Yes, when the Baal knows what... Yes, but only when the Baal knows what he wants. Not when the Baal doesn't know what he wants. Then it's Chokhmas Noshim Bon Sabaitra, the opposite. The Baal could never be the one who judges. And the Baal is never the one who should say, because there's other things. There is also is the Baal has to be havaka gufoy, to take care on her feelings. Machabad means covet, it's meaningless. Covet means just not to hurt her. Not to hurt her. That's called machabdoy. And by the way, all this chiyuvim is a mitzvah raisa from the husband to the woman, not from the woman to the husband. Only the husband gives a ksuba to his wife. The wife never gave a ksuba to the husband. She doesn't owe you, not a supper, nothing on the world. It's a recommendation in order to make the husband to build. The woman's role in a house is called kula chesed. One act of chesed. The man's role in the house is kula chiyuv. You have to do it. And if you do a little bit less, you're over a eser min ha-toira. she'era ksisa nosa la yigra. We men, we mechuyev al pi teira to give everything and anything for our wives al pi teira. You better make sure this tape should not be heard by women, okay? Man is mechuyev al pi teira, just like hanocha filin, to take care on all her needs. She'era, to feed her, ksusa, clothing her, vaynosa, all her intimate, emotional stability needs, to make her happy. That's a chiyuv min ha-Torah of a man. And the Stipler said, in the Geder of Anosa goes in, called tzorche nafsho, all her requirements, all her mental stability, is a chiyuv min ha-Torah for the man to give. When a man comes home and says one wrong word and upsets his wife, it's doiche ha-ese min ha-Torah. Now the woman is not mechuyev al pi Torah, all these things. No, the woman doesn't have to give anything for his husband al pi Torah. Nothing. That's a mitzvah. That's yes.
Well,
but
also a mitzvah.
Yeah.
If she hurting the husband by not giving.
Who are you defending? Wait a second.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. So let me answer. The hafter al from a wife to a husband is just like my hafter al to you. I'm not supposed to hurt you.
Right.
But I have no contract to take care on you. Okay, so the woman could be passive at home, and that's it. Doesn't hurt you, could be passive. Of course, you're not supposed to hurt you, no question. But the chiyuv, there isn't. She doesn't have to go after the husband. Yes, if she's smart, and she is emulating a Kodesh Baruch Hu, ma'ani bal chesed afato chesed, if she does it, that's chokhmah soshim ban sabesa. But when she fails, she's not yet a bad woman. Therefore, we see in Chazal had never divorced bad wives. Chazal tell us stories about women who did direct the opposite of their husband once. Direct opposite of their husband once. And therefore, there was not warranted yet to divorce them. Unless, when it came to a point that the man couldn't grow, and the woman was holding back from the man of Avodas Hashem. Then there's a lot of bigger things. I mean, I'm talking now the way Chazal and the Eloh Yidden live. I'm not talking now today this selfish world is. This selfish world is a totally different answer. I'm talking now about Torah. The woman never gave a ksuba to the husband. The woman never signed to anything. The Torah was not machayev the woman. The mitzvah of oiner, the mitzvah of satisfying a wife, an intimate relationship, is a mitzvah for the man to give to the wife and not for the wife to give the man. If the wife doesn't want and she says, I don't feel like it, and she comes and forces her, no better than raping. The same thing. It's al pi halacha so. And they're not supposed to be with the woman only when the woman needs it, only the woman likes it, and the only woman is requiring it. That's the halacha, and therefore the halacha is not supposed to, until you mefais her, until she's fully up to, that you're really giving her. But when you are a taker, you're going opposite of all the responsibilities of a man, and this is the halacha, and this is the way Chazal teaching us. However, in today's time, we are not perfect. Nobody else is perfect. So, and since people are becoming very selfish, now Chazal came down with guidelines for a woman too, that she should cook, and she should make blunder, she should make this thing, and the guidelines. In order, because the man cannot be today in the big madrega to be a total selfless giver, we're not in this madrega. So the Chazal came down into a guideline. But those guidelines are not min ha-Torah. It's not. In other words, in a woman, if she is passive, she doesn't do, she doesn't hurt, but she's not so overly, eagerly, gromic, forward against that, she's not mevatel anything. She has no sinner. She's mekayemet thinking a very low, low, low key. But the husband has a chiyuv. As an absolute chiyuv, and this has to be bombarded in into our head 1,000 times a day, because we live in a very selfish world, a very goyish world. But the goyish world of today's Western culture, every self is me, everything is self-surrounding, me, and we're very much affected. But we have grown up in that. We have the inside of us, our own home is demanding it, and our own society is demanding it. Where the Torah says everything is not me, everything is opposite me. That we have to know. Now, what's happening while when the woman is overly giving? Overly giving. The man naturally becomes a coffee toiler. Everything is coming to him. And everything, the head only turns around, but they're not done. She has to do it, and she'll find all the beautiful memory chazal that has to be told to the woman. Maybe you're a coffee toiler. You're a coffee toiler. If you would see how Elohim said a thank you for a simple supper, for a simple sandwich, for a simple thing. How many people don't get suppers from the wives at all? The wife doesn't look at them, and they grow up and raise beautiful families. And they didn't get the slightest little service from the wives. For years. And a beautiful husband, because this is the Ezer Kenek, this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, if a woman is not so supportive, there's no. This is my Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me this wife. This belongs to me. This is my polishing part. Now, when the woman comes overly forward in helping and everything, so my first responsibility is, in order not to be hated by Hashem, because Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying a kofi toivo, and Chazal says, Adam Arishim was a coffee type. Not talking about simple Adam, because that's because Baruch Hu still demands nature. And why does Hashem tell, teaching us, you the Adam, you should know, you have in nature a coffee type, and don't make the mistake again. And therefore we have to hear it, as much we don't like to hear it. It hurts us. But we have to, this is Chazal, therefore Chazal tell us this. So don't be embarrassed when I'm saying, somebody tells me I'm a coffee type to my wife, and I tell you, I think I am a coffee type for my wife. Coffee type, unappreciative. No, in other words, our job is always to find the tiniest of unappreciation to our wife. Because no matter how much we appreciate our wife, we don't appreciate her enough. No way do we appreciate her enough. No way. Because the truth of the matter is, behind every man is a woman. Chokhmet Noshim Ban Sebeisa. Unless there's a very terrible woman. But everything, the whole beauty and stability of a man is the woman. And most men, 99% men, have absolutely no way to appreciate the depth of the sensitivity of a woman's feeling when it comes to give to the husband. And how many times men are hurting the woman so down deep in their heart, and we have absolutely no sensitivity to that. As Rabbi Kapsky brings up always in our lectures in the seminars, why women cry. I mean, he brings it up from the Rav Feldman's book, which is a beautiful analysis. The Gemara says, be careful of the tears of your wife. You know, one of the biggest kitrugim is, because when our wives are crying, when they are unhappy, which I could have made her happy, that's one of the biggest kitrug. You could go to all the rabbis to the world, you could take all the zgulas from the world, nothing will help if there is a drop of tear, unjustifiably, shed by your wife because you had hurt her feelings. Nothing on the world will stand for you, no schools on the world will stand for you. Because that's what Zen, not the Tai said, this is Chazal said, his haru, Now, why do women cry so fast? Since you think women crying so fast, you see tears pops up in the eye because they're leaking faucets? They just the cry babies? No. The answer is they cry just as fast as men. Why men do not cry fast enough? Because man takes a certain amount of hurt until he comes to the point of crying. A man is tough, and you have to hurt him real deep. There's no man who you can't make him cry. You have to hurt him just a little bit deeper. When a woman cries, it's because she has been hurt that deep. When you would cry because you have been hurt that deep, all of a sudden, see, your wife cries immediately, it's because she had been hurt that deep. It's not because she cries for nonsense, because that's the depth, the sensitivity of a woman, because a woman has the sensitivity of the heart. A man does not begin to understand the hurt of a woman. So therefore, they're very negligent. It's a kind of statement. The mouth goes up, 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 talking, easily talking, what nonsense, and hurting her, and killing her endlessly, without realizing what you're doing. You're killing a person who's starting to build you. You're killing a person who Hashem gave you, and you're covered over, for nothing. Well, if it is for something, you know who has to decide if it's for something, on your third part, you can never decide. Because when you go and kill a person, and you're going to be over Eloises, and you're going to be a Kofi Toiv, and before you make a decision, will I be hated in Hashem's eye or not, ask a Shaila. Before you open up your mouth. But if you don't open up your mind, you take all the beautiful Tzikim, you look at yourself, whatever you want to find out, and you just talk, which you did all your life, from early out on to justifying yourself, and what are you doing? You're going with a loaded gun. And you could do it to the nicest and the best woman. This is what Chazal say. Now, usually, what if a person takes this 30th cheshbon that he feels himself a ger in this world, is a full ger, is a stranger in this world? And what does a ger do? He wants to find somebody who to hold on, somebody who takes care on him. Now he found somebody who takes care, he wouldn't be negligent with him, he wouldn't want to lose him. And we have to know that we are strangers in this world. The first one who's looking after us is the immediate spouse. The husband looks after a woman looks after a husband. That's the first thing. Now, if we are negligent about it, means we don't feel he's strangers. We feel confident. No, the sense of the fool is confident. But even Batiach when Misabor, he goes confident in his life and he fails. But it doesn't realize how much he fails and how much he's getting hurt. Imehem, and other results will come out. One is a stranger, she's tapping Umasha Mizdamela Minam. He's always been satisfied how much food is coming in. Umasha Motzela Medira, always satisfied with his apartment. Umalbush, always satisfied with his clothing. Believe him, Becholin Yon, he will always command his only Kidea sleeping Bulitoirech. If somebody's a stranger, imagine you come into a town and somebody's Machin Soirech you. Now you could be outside on the street sleeping in the parks in the subway station and you have no food, there's no kosher food whatsoever. Comes a person, takes you in, you will be satisfied no matter what bed he gives you, no matter what food he gives you. Your stranger, listen, is coming to you. He will be in. You may, that's the benefit. If you feel like a stranger, what's the sign you feel like a stranger in this world? If you're always satisfied, if there's thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Also, Shem Yizdaman and Nesiyah, Melachshav Etzeidu L'Derech, that he always going to be prepared to go on, and always going to think, do I have enough to take with me? Somebody's a stranger, he always on the go, he always has the valises in his hand, he's always ready to travel. We have to be strangers in this world, we're always ready to travel. What's the ready then? To go on from this world. We always have our valises packed, and if Hashem calls us home, we're ready to live. A person who feels stationed at home and everything, you have to travel, you know, you make a whole preparation. If you feel so well established in this life, oh, boy, somebody's ready to leave the world, what are you talking? It takes years to prepare. If you feel a stranger, you're always ready to travel. Umehem, another benefit will be, Shiyir Bebe'en of Ama'at Minatoivo. He's going to be gratified. It's going to be a lot. If somebody feels a stranger, he's a ger in this world. The slightest little toiv is done for him, it's going to be a lot. Shiyir Bebe'en of Ama'at Minatoivo. If the slightest little good is going to come his way, it's going to be a lot. Why do I deserve it? The Yarich Lashoino, and he's going to extend his tongue by his doors to think Mishaytiv Loiba, to thank the one who's giving it to him. He's always full of thanks.
Always full of appreciating.
Because he feels it, that's not deserving. He's a stranger. What if you're giving it to me? Anything goes well with us, you have to never to stop to appreciate. What?
Name Yehuda, were Yehudim also?
That's what the Sfasemis says. It's beautiful. The Sfasemis says in the name of his Zayde, Chedisharim. Why Yehidim? Yehidi is called Yehidi. Yehidi is Lushan Hoidua. You're always thanking. In other words, always complaining is not a Jewish nature. A complaining person is not a Jewish nature. Now, how could you always thank? Yes, if you're a stranger, if everything is, you're not deserving, and everything is given to you as a gift, you always thank. My mother used to have an expression, she still has it, she doesn't tell it anymore to us because we don't complain to her. When we children used to complain to mother, she says, Rise the Chadirites. Thank that you are alive. That's all. Don't complain. Just be happy that you're living. Now, why did she took it? Because we went through Holocaust. And we saw thousands of nisim, thousands of miracles. Thousands of miracles, the children and her. And we, after Holocaust, we grew up in the worst situations. There was never ever that we could complain anything in the house. And there was a lot to complain. A lot to complain about Gashmias. But there was a natural, built-in gratification. Gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Freizach HaDileibs. Be happy that you are alive. That's all. Don't complain. You have no right to complain. She never complained. There was lack of food, lack of this. There was always terrible times.
But
it's
always
Baruch
Hashem.
Oh, yeah. This is always. Yes.
I guess on last time, what is it that consists of always being ready to travel? I mean, travel to the next world, but. How are you always ready to
type
your resume?
That's a Shlomo Melech says, at all time your clothing should be white. It means you should always be in a matzav of tshuva. You should always be ready, always live in such a way that you may be being called home any moment. Come home. Are you ready to come home? Imagine, God forbid, I mean, you shouldn't know about it. Guess what, imagine a person is being called home to die. They're being told, tomorrow you die, tomorrow 12 o'clock you die. What would you do from today till tomorrow? With a tshuva. You would go home clean. You have to stay clean like it all the time because you never know. But the Gemara, Mishnah says, "Shuv yomecha lifnei misafcha." Do tshuva one day before you die. Now, does anyone know when he's dying? No, this means kol mecha yeh b'tshuva. Be always ready. This means be always ready. What? It's a video every night. It's a video every morning. And it doesn't have to be video. We express in the word. The person has to be in a frame of mind that always be ready to Hashem. Meditate with the Kodesh Baruch Hu all the time. Always try to be ready. It also means something else. Never sleep over with a veda in your hand. Always make a cheshbon and nefeshif. If you know there's a certain thing that we are geshlong, we are hurt with, you know, we have weaknesses and certain things, we always have to be in tshuva in this. Always asking Hashem, please clean me, get me out of it. Not to ignore, you know, human nature is directly the opposite. We don't try to focus on blemishes, we don't try to focus on something which is not pleasant. He says, no, come forward, focus on it, and try to cleanse yourself. All of these beautiful things is the end result if you keep yourself a stranger. If you know that you're not a citizen, you're not here forever. Imehem, and also the next benefit will be if you keep yourself a stranger, she's well or intervel. If you're going to be able to tolerate the bad things if it's coming on you. Why? Because, you know, it's not lasting forever. Big deal. You know, you're on a plane, you're on a bus, you have to stand. and sits next to you, stands next to a fat fellow, steps on your toe every moment. How do you tolerate it? You know, soon you're going to get off the bus. Don't be worried. Soon you're going to get off this bus. This bus is nothing more than a bus ride. So things are not so comfortable. It's gefährlich. It won't take less. More than 78 years, it doesn't take. That's all. This way, she is, but you're going to be able to tolerate the bad imtoven if it comes on you. But nezakim again, the damage if it comes on you. Meshebe ruchoi. Broken spirit, shiftless nash, his weaknesses, with choisamon, if he can't push him away. People hate themselves. People are devastated because they see the weaknesses, they see the depressing spirits and all kind of things. Why? Because they take life, whatever you have now, that's it. And now you're messing up, you haven't got anything, so you're depressed. But you see, it's only temporary, that really helps you rebuild. How can they, for Kabbalah Atzmochochi, take on you, my brother, Tznoe HaGerus Bo'olam Hazeh, the conditions of a stranger in this world. Take on you, be a ger. Mitzvah Sh'ato Boy Ger Be'emes, because you really are a ger. You don't have to take on you fictively, you really are a ger, you really are a stranger. V'haroyu Al Geruscha V'chiduscha Boy, and the proof that you are a stranger, and your specialty as a ger, your individuality as a ger, that everyone is when you come to a foreign country, you're lonely, you don't know the language, you feel you're a ger. What will be if there's 100,000 people like you there together in a group eating together? All of a sudden you lose your gerus. Therefore people like to travel in a group. You know, they don't want to feel lonely. So therefore he says, Raya al gerusho, to prove that you are a stranger, v'yichudoscho boy, and your individuality. In other words, you may have other thousands of people like you, so you may lose this effect of being a ger. But no, because you see, everyone is an individualist. Everyone is a loner. Because everyone has a set special, unique things which he has to do, which nobody else could understand you and disrespect and help you. So you have to feel it again. A right that you're becoming again in this world, because when you come out into the existence of the world, and you're being born, when you're being built together, when you're still wearing a mother's womb, and your body has been structured and built, if the whole world would have tried to get you out earlier, anyone would try to get you one moment before Hashem wants to send you out in this world. They like to keep you back there. They like to tie one organ of your organ in the other to untie. They want to deform the structure of one of your organisms. And story, there's one you see down there. Or they try to untie. To try to change your physical situation, or to make rest the one who's supposed to move, or wants to threaten you, to frighten you in order to go out early, or people who try to make it easy or make it harder, so you couldn't do anything with you. You see that somebody's got, also today medicine does prove many things could be done, yes, but even there, it's done with a limit. By the way, the Chovei Sofer speaks 1,000 years ago. At that time, he couldn't do anything. But even today, you see that people can't interfere with human nature, and you come to existence, and Hashem wants you to come into existence, and it makes you the way He wants you to make. Right? Today, you see the early inducement birth, and they could make all kind of things, and they could really do certain things. Yes, they could do it a certain amount, but they can't do beyond the limit. After all, doctors also are limited, and it says, after all, you see, this thing, life is controlled by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So obviously, you see that you're a stranger. Yes?
Why is that so many different examples?
Like,
does each one teach a different point?
In the right in the beginning, made a point that says, everything which I'm going to speak to you, I'm going to prove it to you in three levels. Mina Posik, Mina Kabbalah, and Mina Seichel. The Torah says so, Kabbalah tradition, the Chazal says so, Mina Seichel, intelligence. So therefore, he's going away everything very logically and tries to make it as clear as could be. It shouldn't be left any doubt in you. Okay? That's one of the things, one of the benefits of learning Chovei Salvovas, or learning Ramchal, or learning Maharal, all this for them, is not necessary that you could quote them. Rather, they make you think clarity. You become a thinker. You think Chovei Salvovas dig. You think Meraldig. You may say a certain statement, Meraldig, even the Meral doesn't say, is a way of thinking. Does not leave one stone not unturned, gives you clarity upon clarity, not to let doubts. Because one of the Yetzer Hara's ammunition in our life is, which is getting us, is confusion. That's the worst thing. And sometimes he throws a lot of knowledge in order to confuse the person even more. Take a little child, give him a lot of information. The child going to be totally confused. Sometimes we have grown-up children. We pick up information, and it's a lot of uses to make it one big confusion. So when you have to focus on one thing, he remembers all of a sudden other statements, other speaking, which is direct the opposite. Never mind. Don't let yourself being confused. Focus on what you have to focus. And when people lose orientation of thinking because they know too much, I will never forget. I had a guy introduced to me to come into me. It was an unbelievable shock. A guy, a very, very big Talmud Chacham, a very great head. Very, very, very depressed. Very, very depressed. And, affected very much his family and terrible things. And somebody came over to speak what could be done and gave me all this evaluation about the person and everyone is suffering because of him. So I said, this man must be a big Balgaiver. The man must be a big Balgaiver. I didn't know the man. I never saw him. He says, yes, it happened to be. He says to me. He says, how do you know? You never met the guy. Because it gives me all the symptoms that he's very depressed at Atzvas. And Atzvas comes from Gaiva. And he says he's knowledgeable. Atzvas comes from Gaiva. A person is very arrogant, very proud. Then he's Atzvas because he doesn't get things his way. He can't take it, he can't tell, he can't face the world, he's not getting what he wants. Finally, he convinced the person to come to talk to me. The person first didn't want to come. He says, like, by the way, what does he have to say to me? What does he know? This is something which I don't know. Like, Gaiva didn't let him come. Finally came, and he prepared me, says, you know, the guy didn't want to come, because, you know, who are you, what are you, what do you know? So he came and sat down, and we started talking. There wasn't a thing which I quoted, which he didn't say mit loshen, mamash, literally. Every piece, every meral, everything, every chazal, everything. He knew. He was loaded with information, and therefore, he had at least a justification, at least in his eye, to be a Balgaiver. Then I started asking questions, very simple, down to the basic ideas, Hashem Aminus, Hashem in the Bechira, and what are you doing in the Tachos Habriya, in Moisa Mashiach, and the suffering, the simple thing which you go through in the Benin. And he got so lost, he's quoted, pouring, psukim chazab, but he was so confused. So I said, did you answer me? No. So I told him, listen, the difference between me and you, I know 10% what you know, but I'm organized, I'm clear. You're confused. You're chamar noises for him. You donkey, you carry information, but you're still a chamar. You don't. You're confused. In order to get clarity, you have to. Chayim Salvo speaks in the style of clarity. Ramchal speaks in the style of clarity. The Meral takes things apart. And when you learn this for him, you may forget the statements which Chayim Salvo said. You may forget the Ramchal, the Meral. Definitely, you may forget it. But when you learn enough, the benefit of learning daily this for him is not necessarily to quote him, what he has to say, but it trains your mind to think clear and not to get confused with information. Some people are posted amrat, ignoramuses, they don't know what they're talking. Some people, they read, they pick up information, but information confuses them even more, and they use it as they like to use it.
They use it to their own.
To their own, they use it for themselves, to justify themselves. Everyone uses what he wants to see. The confusion and the Yetzer Hara. First, Yetzer Hara doesn't want to let you learn at all. Don't know. Don't be amoris. That's the best thing for him. This is a free ride with you. But you're still learning. You have a certain self-respect in learning. So what does he do next? Confuses you. Pick up information. And the Yetzer Hara always going to bring you the psukim what you should forget about. You will know about your wife's responsibilities. You forget about your responsibility. Woman will know about the husband's responsibility. Forgets about her responsibility. Everyone will pick up information what you're not supposed to know at this given time. And this confusion messes up people. So when you ask me, and I'm appreciating your question, why does he go in so many details? Because yes. Because when you could learn in life, that's one of the difficulties of learning Meral. Meral picks up all kind of details, Chazal, Madrash, everything, makes a whole simisar, whole issues, divides them in numbers. Right? Remember, many, and people don't want to stack up. Why are you particulating everything such a particulars, where does it lead? Never mind, don't be confused. Just don't take statements. Take a statement apart, take him apart, and then you become an analytical, start analyzing. Analyze your personal life. Analyze where you're coming from. Analyze what Hashem conducts with you, how Hashem behaves with you. Now, when teach that right in the beginning, Shara B'chin, analyze the way you have been developed in your mother's womb, the way you've been born, all the chesed, and every given step, every chesed. Analyze people who you meet,
it's the shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, inish binish paga. It's not coincidental. When you're sitting here in the shir, it's not coincidental. I owe you something. Hashem sent you. I have to tell something. You have to get something in your head. There's no such a thing coincidence in this world. There's no coincidence in this world. Everything kihi levadoi also v'oisav yasach olam ha'isim. Now, when a person trains himself to see Hashem in every little detailed thing, you know, you're sitting in a movie and watching Hashem 24 hours a day. You don't have to go to the Beis Hamikdash to see Hashem. You don't have to go to Rosh Hashiva, to Tish, to Rebbe to see Hashem. You see Hashem at your job. You see Hashem at the bus. You see Hashem when you speak to your child. In every given way, you see Hashem 24 hours a day. But you need a proper focus. You have to be able to observe it. You need an evaluation in a proper way. And that's again what is one of the things which is very much. We should never be Messiah Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Shvi's Hashem negative to me? How can you always think about Hashem? You have to do business, you have to think. But there isn't an event of the day where you can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashgacha practice in every given thing. And the minute you stay awake in a vacuum, in a minute when you stay in confusion, you lost Hashem. We never should be lost. It's a very terrible thing. Like you stand in a fog, you lost direction. When we go through in our life, we don't see Hashem. You have to ask Hashem, Hashem, show yourself. I don't want to be in this vacuum. That's the first thing that you should ask. So to begin, after it's Yoschel Oilem Azeh, and even after when you came out to this world, Lo Yo'odam Yochel Agiyah Mezayin Chalecho. Nobody was able to feed you, Mibli Ezer Sakei Lohan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look here, the minute you were born, your mother got milk in her breast. A minute before your birth, there was dry breast, there was no milk there. And all of a sudden, the milk HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes available milk. Nobody could add something to your body and take away. You were born with all your features, with all your organism. Nobody could take it. If you would have just bring up to your heart, it's a beautiful thought. If you bring up to your heart, think, the whole world is remained left only for you. You are the last soul in this world, and the whole world is for you. Utilization. Me'ein Yoshev. There's no other person in this world. You are the only last. You are the other Marishan. You are the single. Lo Yosef Moisiv Betarpacho. It wouldn't give you more food. Hamagia Oischalachisu Kashir Chadar. It wouldn't add even a little bit. Chadar means like a little mustard. Mustard is a mustard seed. Yeah. It means. Kain veHevel. There were two boys in this world, and they killed each other because they were afraid one is taking away the food of the other. Cain couldn't tolerate this other person in this life. He had to kill his brother. The whole world was not enough for him. And he says, if you would be left alone in the whole world, he would not add to your food, not even like a seed of a mustard. If the world will double up, double and triple, people are working about how to call it, the population explosion. It's going to be famine and starvation. But as the Chavis says, if the world will double up and triple up, nobody will take away a bit of food from you. Because every person comes down to this world, just like your organism, just like your body, and nothing could be added, nothing could be taken away. So the food and the money and the sustenance which goes through the body is decreed together with her. Both tinek with kikar biyoda. Comes the child, his bag of kikar. People are so foolish, so stupid. Free to bring children to the world, family planning. I have no parnosa. How could you feed? How could you be sugar? How could you feed? Because Baruch Hu gives you a child, you ask him, how could you feed? Because Baruch Hu gave you a child, he brings his food with him. Brings his food with him. When I got married, I was penniless, tradeless, penniless. And for the next 20 years of my marriage, I was always penniless. Not penniless, I was minus, always covering debts and debts and debts and debts. But not for a moment did we thought, yes, Shem, no, of course. Shem gave us 12 children. And we raised them, and even start marrying off children at the time, but there was still no money. How? We don't know. Do I know how I have the five fingers? Is it in my control, five fingers? Why don't you have six? Could anyone take it? Add a finger, take it for you. Nobody could take it away. My sustenance, which I need to keep my life going, is just as a part of me as my five fingers. Just. And that's the emes. That's the emes, and that's what the Jew has to live. It says, if you would be the last person in the world, and all the food belongs to you, will not have a little bit more than you need, and if the world population should triple, quattro, nobody would take away a merzel from you, because it's all coming with your life. Because everything is fitted. That's a beautiful analogy of a statement. So just like your body and organism is fitted to you, no less, no more, so is all your panosa. No person could help you I mean, add to you and or to damage you. Because everything comes. Not everyone could. Nobody could add to your life. Nobody could take away from life. Nobody. All your traits, your nature, malalecho, indeed, the good and bad. Nobody else could, unless yourself. Yourself could do it. By the way, you yourself could change, as the Mishnah says in Kedushin. I never saw the animals, the shul, this smart fox. I never saw him that he's a storekeeper, the reed, this lion, sabal, that he carries heavy load, because I never saw them. Vani and I, because I was bikipachtes panososi. And I, a man, I haven't got panosa. All the animals have everything but them. Why do I have panosa? And say, because I've worsened my deeds. In other words, nobody could affect you except you yourself. Of course, you could cut off a finger, you could do many things. Your behavior is affecting you, but any outside area cannot, not to improve and not to damage you. If you haven't been improved by somebody else, because somebody else only educated you, but it's your choice to take it. As the saying goes, you can't bring the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. You could do a lot with the horse, yes, but the final decision is in the horse's mouth. Bring him to the water, give him all the information. But he wants to drink it, wants to use it, it's up to him. He could damage himself, he could build himself, depending if he feels he's a gear. He knows what he has to do. Imken, therefore, eze yachas ben cho ben abruim. What is your relationship between you and the people? Or the eze kurva ato kurva lev, what do you call him? Kroi vilecho, the close to you. Ha! If you in this world, you're not a stranger. Most people, nobody could help you. Nobody could help you as many as they are. Nobody could damage you how little they are. But after boy, and you are in this world, like a lonely single guy, if you haven't got a friend, only your master, which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's nobody having mercy on you. Kiim boyer, only the kid. We are all strangers. We are all loneliness. The only one who you have here in this world as a friend is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the one who created you. Beside that, you haven't got nobody.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com